The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. I hope everybody's waking up right now. You've been up kind of stretching a little bit. Oh, yeah. Bad Bob.
You've had your second cup, haven't you?
You're stretched. You're stretched already. No, and in fact...
Are you foregoing coffee?
No, it's right here.
Oh, okay.
I think it's an extra blend today. I'm still on my first cup, and it's kind of like, wow. I don't know what Just Bob's putting in it, but it's just kind of like, it's got a pinkish tinge to it. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, hey, we've had, I guess you could say rainy weather, and most of the times you complain about, but not here. This is the time of the year just to bring it on, give us snow packs, give us snow up at Mount Lass, and fill up our lakes.
And with that in mind, Carl, mostly cloudy skies today. If you want to get anything done outside, today's going to be the day to do it. High will be 63 degrees. Tonight, the next system moves in. Chance of rain 60%. Tomorrow it really gets down to business. Rainfall near half an inch, and in the evening hours another 1 or 2 inches. 100% chance of precipitation. This is a big wet storm, and bring it on. As I said, we're going to see some snow up in the mountains. If you are planning on traveling, plan accordingly. Showers will continue through Thursday and Friday. And then taper off on the weekend. And right now in Reading, we have 49 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Been in the business a long time. Chuck and Judy have. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, today... number of people coming on, but one is Randall Hempling, CEO. I shouldn't say CEO. He's the chairman of the Turtle Bay Commission, and he's going to talk about the hotel and the changes that might or might not be made because the Sheraton chain was bought up by a mega chain. I think I'm not sure if it was Hyatt or Marriott or something, but we'll find out today. Well, it is a big deal because what it does is maybe it offers more. Yeah. Well, we'll find out. Randall's.
This is like an airline merger. This is Sheraton's a big, well-known, long-established chain, and now they're being absorbed by someone else. It's a major change in the industry.
Yeah. It's like I'm starting to get a little concerned about this, as most people should. All the beer is being bought by some German company.
Pretty soon, it'll all taste like Bud.
it'll all taste like Bud. Hey, the largest beer-selling group here. And plus, you after a while, you can get photos of your favorite Clydesdale. Don't know where to start with what's going on. Let's start with Attorney General Lynch. First of all, she said if you said nasty things about Muslims or that there was, speech against the Muslims, that we're going to really take a look at you. We're going to crack down on that. Any of that thing that could be considered as hate speech toward Muslims.
They get a charge.
After that, she's been walking that bird backwards. She said, that's not exactly what I meant. I didn't mean that just because you have a First Amendment right to kind of talk about things, as long as you weren't advocating, the death and destruction type of thing. Kind of like it's kind of like our First Amendment here on the radio show. I say, hey, look, I don't care. It's your show. You say what you want until it comes to one, you're defaming a person who's not in the political process or not, or you're calling for an overthrow of the government and sedition. or you're picking on religions, specifically on religions, things like this. I mean, you can't say that every Muslim is a bad person.
There are things There are things that you and I could say legally, but would be incredibly stupid to do so.
And we'll get to Trump in just a minute. Attorney General Lynch has turned to another worry she has. She is concerned about people with large stockpiles of weapons. They need to take a look at this. Now, what's that mean by a large stockpile of weapons?
Define
large. I've run into very liberal Democrats here in the city of Reading who own like 3 handguns and 10 rifles and shotguns. Is that considered a large stockpile?
Yeah.
Is that a lot? 10 guns? Is 10 guns a lot? And say you've got, you know, different types of caliber, so you have all together maybe, 1,000 rounds of ammo. Is that too much ammo? What is too large?
Yeah.
And by the way, I will give up names if people ask me on who these people are. If an FBI comes to my house and says, "We understand you have more than one bolt action 22 rifle," I'll say, "I stand on my rights. Let me give you some names." Anyway, throw this stupid statement out. We're concerned about people with large stockpiles of guns. Which leads us to the next, this just kind of like blurs right into this next one. After Obama talked about the shooting, the sales of guns again skyrocketed. He starts talking about taking guns away from people on the no-fly list. And I see liberal reporters. Somebody will be saying there's nothing wrong with doing that. They're on a no-fly list. They're terrorists. Would you want to fly next to a terrorist? Why should he have a gun? Well, first of all, let's talk about the no-fly list. Teddy Kennedy was on the no-fly list. Yeah, Teddy Kennedy was on the no-fly list. How do you get on the no-fly list? You visit countries. You may have associations with groups or people or a person you know has an association with it. Sometimes there is no reason that you're on just because your name may be similar to somebody else's. An Army veteran who's active duty 14 years in is on the no-fly list. Well, why is that? Nobody knows. And here's the thing is, this is why the no-fly list, the Republicans, God bless them, fought it back saying, no, we're not going to restrict people from that because there are so many mistakes in it. There has been no due process of law. There has been nothing that says except that somebody has put your name on a list and how'd you get your name on the list? And at that point, you can no longer have guns. They could probably use that as a way to come to your house and take your guns. I'm sorry, but you're on a terrorist no-fly list. Well, somebody to watch. Now, what keeps a government from putting your name on that list, somewhat like the IRS put names on their list of people to take a really close look at, closely scrutinize as they did to keep, conservative groups from getting tax breaks that all the liberals were getting.
Napolitano would prefer to see all veterans put on the list, I think.
She mentioned that. Veterans coming back, we've got to really watch them. There could be some real terrorists out there. The real terrorists are the thugs in the government. Those are the ones. Those are the ones that terrorize me, is thugs in government. But this is just another example of it. And so now people are going out and buying guns. And guess what kind of guns they're buying? They're buying AR-type rifles and pistols. But they're waiting out there in lines for an hour. And you know what they're saying? The government can't protect us. These people are coming in and shooting us. We need to be able to protect ourselves. Hooray for common sense. Hooray for common sense. We need to be able to protect ourselves because the government can't do it. That, you're right. There's, as President Obama said, there's no changes in what he's doing. There's no changes in what he's doing. Oh, we might take a look at maybe tightening up the old visa for coming in from other countries. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got something that you piles on to that that's going to make you feel even better and even more secure. And by the way, Bastiani Arms right out there in Larkspur. You might want to go down there, and if there's any guns left at this point, you may want to pick yourself up one or order one, because they've got a bunch of them coming in, too. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and in the top cardiac hospitals, the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. All of this after 70 years of just great, great service to our community. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, 49 degrees out there on the 8th of December.
Has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience, December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202. Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bye. Linda's on sabbatical. It's Tuesday. 29 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. A little dampness going down to 38 tonight. We're going to have a lot of rain the rest of the weekend. What can I say except enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
The really cool part was the 20 inches of snow falling in the High Sierras. That we
need the snowpack. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock here today, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I just got through telling you about how the Attorney General Lynch was concerned about people that had large gun collections, but she didn't say what large was. Is large more than four or whatever? But, and then from there, the gun sales going through the roof again after Obama mentioned gun restrictions. And other people, it's finally dawning on them after San Bernardino, this horrible tragedy. The government is not there to protect you. No. They're there. If they're there right there by accident, and I mean that, by accident, and I'm not disparaging our law enforcement officers. I love them. It's the fact is that they're spread out. They're not their job. They can't be everywhere at any one time. So somebody walks in and wants to start shooting, you better be able to protect yourself. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I told you where you can go buy them at Bastiani, but Northern Firearms Instruction right here, Ted Leidy. Every one of his instructors are NRA trained. If you go to the readingccw.com online or his Facebook page, Northern Firearms Instruction Facebook page, look under the surveys. See what the people in the surveys who have taken his class have written. And I, you know, I'll tell you, here's my disclaimer is I teach for that class. I teach for that company now and then. I teach in advanced. Sometimes I'll teach a basic class. But here's an example that this next class on the 9th is going to have 50 people in it. Three different ranges. 50 people. 50 people are wanting that concealed carry. Why? Because one, they want to be able to protect themselves and their families. And two, they want to do it while they can. Because trust me, if Newsom gets in, you're going to see something that's going to be tough. You've just had the Supreme Court say that, oh, no, the cities can say they don't want to have an assault rifles or high-capacity magazines, anything over 10 rounds in their cities, and the state and the Supreme Court refused to even look at it, which meant that city now can have people get rid of those. So maybe it's time to learn. Maybe it's time to get that concealed carry. And you got somebody by the name of Sheriff Tom Basenko who issue those. If you meet all the requirements, as the way it should be. To get this training, give them a call at 999-1822 or stop by the readingccw.com website. All right, that leads us to a couple other things. And here's something that's going to make you feel really good, Bob. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this chat room?
I wait with bated breath.
There's everybody. The ISIL fighters are going from Europe, coming from Europe to fight for ISIL. They're finding it really hard to stop them from going there. And they figure there's anywhere from 27,000 to 30,000 Europeans fighting for ISIL at any one time. Now, this is, you know, and they go, not maybe, you know, some of them go for the religious side, but a lot of them go for a sense of camaraderie and adventure and, you know, danger and all that kind of stuff, where a lot of people go to. But the radicalization of them once they're there has occurred, and now they're returning home. And guess what? It's just as hard to figure out who they are coming home. They cannot monitor them once they're back. They don't have the capabilities. It's not because they don't want to. They just don't have the capabilities. So many going in. So many coming back out. And if you remember in Paris, the gent that organized the attacks and was the one that put it all together was an ISIL fighter returning back into Paris. It fought in Iraq. So that should make you feel just a little bit better. And now we have Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has called for no Muslim migration or immigration until the government can truly vet those who want to come here. That means no vacation Muslims, no one's going to school, no coming into work, nothing. The only people who seem to be agreeing with this statement are the people, the voters out he's talking to in South Carolina, maybe other places. The rest of the Republican presidential group says, no, you can't do that. That's just silly. And of course, the Democrats, when Wasserman Schultz fell over in a dead faint when he said it. But this is what Trump says. Hey, we can't have people coming in here unless we know why they're coming, until they're vetted properly. Well, vetted properly. That's the rub. Vetted properly. Obviously, the woman that came in on the fiancé visa wasn't vetted properly. And somewhere along in there, he, Farouk, also became radicalized, too. But especially her. Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Henry, I'm just full of good news today.
Well, so am I. I see that Mr. Trump passed the M&M test.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know what the M&M test
I'm,
is?
I'm afraid to ask. Can you say? Can you tell everybody what this is?
M&Ms in a bowl.
Okay.
Then you put two more in that are deadly poison.
Okay.
Then you offer him the bowl and say, take some. How many do you think he'd take? I think that kind of applies to the Muslim community.
None. He would take none. Is that what you get?
Yeah. I don't think anybody would take any.
Well, the thing is, and this is a thing. There was a gentleman who wrote in the paper today, a Muslim from our own community, who agrees wholeheartedly with it. He says they've got to stop preaching hate. The imams in these countries have got to stop preaching hate, that it's, you know, it's impacting everywhere. You know, that the sects that are here believe in the return of Muhammad, and that, you know, in the peace and love type of side of the Muslim religion. But he says there, you know, that's not happening everywhere. You've got imams out there teaching hate. And that, he says, will continue the wars. That has got to stop. And he says, and it's got to be Muslims that stop it.
Well, I agree with him 100%, but the fact remains that we don't know the good ones from the bad ones.
Well, you know what? And the only thing I can tell you is this, is that in Iraq, when we were fighting Al-Qaeda, the only way that we could tell the good ones from the bad ones was when the good ones stood up and told us who the bad ones were. And
well,
that's the only way.
There,
yeah, it's the only way.
I don't think this is over yet.
Oh, it's not
over. I think we're just seeing the start of it.
I think that there could have been more attacks that day, but I think you're right. I think that this is not the only time. You cannot, you know what, I don't care how good a government apparatus is, intelligence apparatus is, unless they are, like, sleeping in everybody's bed.
Well,
that you can't catch every one of these, onesies, twosies, foursies. You know, what happens when the next group comes in? This one was a targeted group. What if it's just somebody, what if it's just a shopping mall and they go back to back and do the ring of death?
Well, the solution to that is to go over and take care of the situation over there and drain that swamp, so to speak.
Well, the only problem is that you can't kill all the alligators in that swamp. You just got to kill the bad ones. And this but here it is. The Muslims who do not believe this, who are against this type of ferocity and this terrorism, they have to stand up. They have to take action, because we don't know which ones, but they do.
That's the problem, and we had the same problem in Korea. You couldn't tell a North Korean from a South Korean when he wore that funny little hat.
Well, you can't tell a South Texan from a North Texan either, and that's the problem. It takes somebody from Texas to know that. Anyway, Henry, got to run. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Bye.
I wouldn't eat any of those M&Ms. What about you, Bob? Would you have eaten one of those M&Ms, just in case?
No. But on the other hand, you could apply, and with now I understand and appreciate Henry's point of view, and there is a very solid grain of truth to it. But you could apply that same logic to any high school. Somewhere in there's a murderer or a rapist. We're into the whole Minority Report precog thing.
Well, okay, that's movie. But what about this? What about the idea of reporting somebody? You know what they said? Remember during the very first shooting, the Columbine shootings? People knew there was stuff going on. Their students knew there was stuff going on, and they never said anything. The parents knew something was going on, and they never said anything. Oh, they'll outgrow this. Kids know there's something wrong. kids know. They know that there's things wrong with somebody, and there's nothing wrong with reporting it. There's that lady that's felt like, gosh, if we say anything about them, people will think we're racist just because they're Muslim. You know, I think I'd rather take the, you know, I'd rather get take the slings and arrows of people thinking I was racist, and you report somebody that, and they go walk in there and they find 12 explosive devices and 6,000 rounds of ammunition in an arsenal. You know what? It might be worth it.
No easy answer on this one, because then we turn into a paranoid surveillance.
I know. But no, you know what? There's people, and they've stopped things at schools, and they've stopped things in other areas because people reported it. And that's the main thing, is if something's wrong, I mean, you want to help somebody. You know, that's the other part, too, are they off mentally, and they need help? Anyway, hey, we've got to take a break here. We got a bunch of stuff happening. It's 7:31 in the morning right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. A lot of people in the chat room. You go to the chat room just by coming into our online and coming on to KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio and just, you know, give a name. It doesn't have to be your name. It could be, it could be Vent's name if you wanted it. Just use Vent. And come on in and start talking. 7:32 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 52. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hey,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It is 25 minutes till 8 on the 8th of December. 49 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. A little rain, but a lot of rain the rest of the week. Just what we need for the snowpack and into the mountains, into the lakes. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to a very active chat room out there. Again, 25 minutes till 8 o'clock. Hey, you know, Jay Leno is coming to Reading's own Civic Auditorium on March 26th. Now, how would you like to win a couple tickets for that? It's easy. Just start calling in. Call in, give us your name and phone number this week. You can call, you can fax it to us at 605-4561, or you can send an email to molly@kcnr1460.com. Send as many as you want, just keep sending them, and we are going to do a drawing this Thursday on air, and somebody's going to win two tickets to Jay Leno. So, calling now, and the first three callers will be entered. The first three faxes at 605-4561 or emails. You can send all types of emails to Molly, just inundate her. Molly@kcnr1460.com. All right? Okay. What else am I doing today? Oh, okay, now it's time to spread a little joy here. I'm spreading joy with our next guest, Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the reason I have you on about this time of the year is because it's getting cold.
That it is. Well, almost.
Yeah, it's getting there, though. And this is the time of the year that you just, all the things you've said for the whole year come to fruition. If you don't get that little chip fixed on that windshield, you will be sorry. Water will get into that little bitty chip. It will freeze. It will expand. And then what happens?
Crack time.
You have spider webs.
Wake up at the crack of dawn with a crack in your glass.
That's right. And there's other things that can cause that too, right? What you're going to give is a little primer on how to keep your glass from cracking during the winter. Your windshield I'm talking about here.
Get your rock chips fixed as quick as possible. Most of them, actually, and Carl, you're a perfect example of a lot of rock chips are fairly benign.
Yep.
And they don't pose much of a risk just by themselves. But then you run into the four seasons that sometimes we experience here in Reading, and you will find that that little insignificant little rock chip is now a significant detriment to the safety of your vehicle.
Well, okay, now, on this one, you can, so what do you do? How do you replace how do you fix these little chips?
I inject it with a specialized adhesive resin that fills in the void that the chip or star or bullseye, whatever you want to call it, creates a void in the glass, and you need to fill that in with a substance that actually molecularly bonds with the glass, restoring structural integrity. The most important aspect of a repair is to preserve your windshield. If you don't have it done right, what are you really paying for? It does not preserve the windshield if you have not returned that structural integrity to the glass.
Okay. And the stuff you use, because you put it inside, I mean, this isn't something you do out in the street anywhere.
Correct.
It has a, so you can control the environment it's in. And at the end, then you guarantee it.
I'm the only one that does guarantee, number one, structural integrity, which is your strength, safety, and legal value returned to the glass, whether it's a little chip or a long crack. The little chips aren't necessarily legal-ish. Typically, of 20 years of doing this, I've never seen anybody come in with a ticket for a rock chip. However, the rock chip does represent a weakness in the glass that can expand into something more significant and not only cause you to receive a citation, but could be a safety issue.
Right. Now, you did a 12-inch crack on my windshield, 7 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
at least seven,
yeah.
And down at the bottom. Now, it does. If you have a crack across the front of your windshield, right where your eyes are, that may be a harder one to fix.
Not necessarily harder to fix, but less acceptable
less
that it
acceptable.
Comes out to the customer.
Because you can see it from the inside, mm-hmm. even if you can't see it from the outside.
Correct.
And where my crack was down along the
bottom corner.
Bottom corner, but it was 12 inches long, and mm-hmm. he fixed it, and I've never had a problem with it since. So a lot of it's aesthetically, but you told, when Linda had one like that, you told Linda that this may not work aesthetically.
Yeah, that's the biggest negative issue I ever deal with is that residual visibility. Nothing, just like when you cut yourself, the doctor's going to fix you up, give you stitches, but he's not going to guarantee you won't have a scar. And the same thing with glass. Whenever it parts, cracks, whatever, you'll always have a scarring effect to it. Now, the scarring is minimal if you get to it quickly and if the damage is not within the field of view.
Okay.
Question now. In the chat room. Okay. The stuff you squirt on your windshield to make the rain repel, Rain-X, have you seen any issues with that?
Yes. Actually, that's one of the things I caution people against. If you have raw damage, which means it has not been repaired, do not use Rain-X until you have your damage repaired. Rain-X will get into the little passages of the cracks, and it's the only substance that will prevent my adhesive from bonding with the glass.
So it works real good, though, out there as a lubricant to keep the rain off.
Exactly.
But it just keeps anybody from being able to fix the glass.
It's excellent product for what it's intended for, but the unintended consequences is it will prevent your windshield from being successfully repaired.
Okay. Now, so now there's other things we were talking about right before we went on, is ways people can literally just crack their windshield without trying.
Yeah. If you're like me and in a hurry to get to work and your windshield's frozen over, I was living in Wyoming at the time, the wind was particularly strong that day. It was about 20 below. And I used to just throw cold water on the windshield around the wipers and the defrost, and that would generally let the ice dissipate, and I could get on the road and go to work. One morning, the cold water refroze and built a bigger sheet of ice on the windshield. So I went inside, waited for the hot water to get as hot as possible, and came out with a little mason jar full of hot water, threw it on the windshield, and boom! That was my first lesson in thermal shock. That took out the whole windshield, just shattered it right between my eyes, right in front of my eyes.
Boom. I like that. Boom.
That was it.
Gosh, I don't, it's a... okay, so if somebody's driving down the road and they get the old proverbial rock in the windshield and it splits, you can watch it split across the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
What do? Can you keep driving?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't, as by itself, it doesn't pose much of a safety issue just mm-hmm. in itself, unless it starts branching off and significantly reduces the strength of the glass. But just the crack by itself is, it's just a normal occurrence. It's not going to come crashing in on you or anything like that.
Are there certain windshields or angles of windshields that the windshield will crack easier than others?
It just depends.
Because I've had two windshields replaced on that Jeep, and I was just wondering about it. Because it seems funny that I'd get two cracks when I've gone through years in other cars, never had it cracked in the windshield, but in this one, had two of them crack.
Most of the windshields nowadays seem to be, just to me and my unofficial, unscientific surveys, that the windshields nowadays are weaker and softer than, say, even 10 years ago vehicles.
Okay.
I'm seeing more and more vehicles nowadays coming off the car lot with aftermarket brands, such as the Made in China aftermarket brand that's prevalent around here. I'm seeing in new cars, especially the Kia, is coming out with the Chinese-manufactured windshields. And windshields are made all over the world, depending on the manufacturer as to where they get their glass. But I'm seeing more and more brands that aren't the usual new car brands.
Okay. All right. So what do people do?
What now, do people do?
You know, when they come down to see you, what can they expect?
Excellent service.
Well, we know
professional
that.
Results and a comprehensive guarantee.
How long is it? Yeah, and that's a comprehensive guarantee. Is your guarantee for life there, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could... I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to add to it, not only guaranteed for life, but first and foremost, guaranteed to return the strength, structural integrity to the glass. That is your safety barrier.
How long does it take to fix a chip?
Chip repairs, half hour to an hour, depending on the complexity. And I say that because I'm doing repairs that other shops say can't be done. And then as long as it returns the safety to the glass, then you'd be surprised what can actually be done.
Okay, and then a crack, of course, would, depends on the length of the crack and how much you have to do.
2 to 3 hours typically on cracks. I had a 14-inch crack yesterday take just over 2 hours.
Okay.
And it came in wet, so it takes a little while to dry out and warm up, and that's the advantage of the in-shop service is I'm not subject to the elements, and that's why I can guarantee the work, and everybody else says, well, we'll give you credit on a new windshield or just plain tell you that nobody guarantees rock chip repair, except that
except Jeff Worst does.
That's right.
Where do they find you, Jeff?
3208 South Market Street, or call 241-8373.
Hey, let me tell you that it works. He's worked on my car. He's worked on Linda's car. His techniques work. He's not somebody on the side of the road that'll fix it for $20 and then expect that to work. No, he brings it into his shop. He's got the chemicals he uses, or the Bondo he uses is a. It's not Bondo, but you know what
it's
I'm talking about.
The
rosin and everything you use is a chemical formula that has been proven for, you know, decades. So it's not like voodoo fixing of stuff. He puts your car or truck into a controlled environment so he can work on it. And when he comes out, he guarantees his work.
When a repair is done properly, it should reduce the visibility of the damage close to 90% in most cases. But the adhesive that I use, it's considered an anaerobic polymer-based adhesive resin. And the resins I use have actually been tested in a laboratory to prove that the damage is stronger than the glass surrounding it once done.
All right.
I've done long cracks before, and I've seen them after they've been damaged in an accident or severe damage before.
The crack's the only thing left.
The crack is the only thing that holds up.
Yeah.
You can have a completely smashed windshield.
Yeah, it's like a broken bone. A lot of times that broken bone comes back stronger.
And it's like a weld. The weld, the material around the weld will separate before the weld itself is done, if it's done properly.
All right. Jeff Worst, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You're the man. If you need to get your, you know, get that windshield repaired and you need to, you know, chips fixed and all these things, here's the man to take it to. 3208. Market Street.
South Market Street.
And give them a call at
241-8373.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
The holidays are on us at Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Reading Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at CascadeTheater.org or call 243-8877.
Ho, ho, ho.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and the Bot, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, serving in North State for over 20 years. Gosh, I can say over 21 years. Outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They do the work on ours. They do the work on Bob's. If you have an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, a veteran-owned business that is a huge success right here in town. And the surrounding areas, I guess I should say, all of the North State. Hey, Bob. Do you think, I mean, when you hear people call for no Muslims to be entered into the United States unless they pass a vetting system?
I think that should apply to anyone coming in from an unknown, you know, I don't care where they're from. Nuts are of every color and shape and size and religion. Nationality and religion.
My buddy was 3 years. I say this. I'll say it again. He and his wife and his two kids took them 3.5 years to get permission to come into the United States and stay here. They had to go through this background investigation just to get here. And this guy had a top secret clearance for the United States government. Had been through all types of background investigations then, and his family, because he was up to really high level stuff, because he was working with us and from the British Navy. He comes in, and it still took him 3.5 years. These people coming across the border from the south and just walking through, oh, they just want a job. You know what? I don't give a hoot in hell. They just want a job. I want to know who they are, where they come from, what's their background, and are they going to assimilate into this culture of America? You know, you can say what you want about, oh, they're just people coming across the border. It's okay. Is it okay now then for jihadist Muslims to come across the border? And I can say that jihadist Islamic terrorists to come across the border, is that okay? How does that fit into your open border strategy there, La Raza? I mean, it doesn't. To me, it's you're asking for trouble when you have an open border. Like we say we have a closed border. It doesn't seem like it's very closed.
Porous.
It's a porous. It's closed but porous. You could not go through the border here, but we will help you go through the border here. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous to think about, you know, and if you think, and I hate to say this, San Bernardino is not going to be the last one.
No, sadly.
I urge you, as citizens, to get trained to be able to protect yourself. If that means with pepper spray, if that means with self-defense in either, you know, karate or montu or some of the other types of disciplines, or arm yourself with a firearm. You need to be able to protect yourself and your family. It's come to that now.
if you are prepared and it is known that you are prepared to put up a resistance, you put doubt in the bad guy's mind. Most of the time, that's all that's needed to head off trouble.
This is what we teach, that you stay in the constant, in a constant yellow type of alert. White means you're walking. A white alert means you totally don't know what's going on. You've got your earbuds in. You're walking around kind of aimlessly, and you become a target. A yellow condition means is that you're aware of your surroundings. That's all it means. And when you're aware of your surroundings, that means you're looking at the people around you. You know that, hey, what's that band parked next to my car about? You know, what's this? What's that? I mean, it doesn't mean you're not enjoying yourself. I call it people watching. Don't you like do people watching? So I watch people. I watch them. I see them coming up, and if they look a little strange, I look at them, and then I look them in the eyes, and I look at their hands, because their eyes aren't going to hurt me, but their hands could. And if they got their hands in their pocket, so I just kind of watch that. You know what? 100% of the cases, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
In Reading. 100% of the time in Reading, nothing's happened. But here's the thing is now, but I'm alert to it. I'm alert to it. The other thing, too, is that when you go into a place, you say to yourself, now, I mean, how many people do you think were in that party in San Bernardino that said, oh, you know what, there's a chance that terrorists are going to come in here and start shooting us? I mean, how many of you really think anybody said that or even thought that? No.
This was a no sharp things, no noisy things venue.
No, this was, you know, no guns, and this was going to be happy and give away presents and all these things. And death visited them, and the death came to stay with two people. All I'm saying is this. This is my editorial for today. Not a rant, just an editorial. If you can defend yourself, you should. If you can defend your family, you should. You need to take that responsibility to defend yourself and your family. We have great police here, great sheriffs, great marshals. You know what? Can't ask for better. These guys are out there. These guys and girls are out there putting their lives out there every day. As one of them said down in San Bernardino, and the lady was scared, he says, look, he's going to have to kill me first to get to you. All right? So these are the kind of things that these are the kind of people we have out there protecting us. But it's a thin blue line. They're not everywhere. And under this new public safety plan, they say, oh, no, we don't need more police. Of course, that is ludicrous. And ought to take half the pay that you're going to give these guys and just take it away from them with that kind of statement. And by the way, Chief Paletti will be on tomorrow. But the bottom line is this. If you can defend yourself, if you have the way to defend yourself, you need to do that. Maybe it's a shotgun in your house. Maybe it's a pistol that you carry. Realtors, women realtors, all the times they go out to these, they go to meet people at houses. Do they always know them? Has that been a problem? Well, according to realtors, it has been. Oh, you get a lot of realtors coming through the classes, and they should be able to protect themselves. But here's the bottom line. You're in an event, and I don't want to bring things, you know, bring bad thoughts on, but you're in an event someplace when this is a happy time of the year. This is a Christmas time of the year. This is the perfect time for terrorists to strike.
I was in Portland when this happened, and I happened to ride the MAX trolley line. And the light rail system, which is an excellent one, probably the best in the country. But I got to tell you, on the train, there was just this palpable air of, I wouldn't say fear, but it was certainly alertness, more so than people were kind of looking around.
Yeah. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearm dealer of choice down there, John Bastiani and his beautiful wife. Whether you want a long gun, a pistol, a revolver, shotgun, he has it. He also has ammo, quantities of ammo for you to buy and to shoot. All types of shooting accessories, optics, of course, rangefinders, holsters, cleaning equipment, reloading equipment. Everything you could possibly want is down there at Bastiani Arms. He prides himself on customer service. He's got two gunsmiths that are just outstanding. And Seth Stokes down there teaches concealed carry classes, hunter safety. They do it all. One-stop shop. Bastiani Arms gives veterans discounts there. And it's local. It's a local local business. Give him a chance to beat the big stores. He can do that down there with his pricing. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages with Randall Hempler.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump raising eyebrows once again with some controversial remarks, this time calling for what he calls a total and complete shutdown on Muslims entering the United States.
In a bold and controversial statement, Trump's campaign said the proposed ban would stand until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. The statement added that the GOP presidential frontrunner's proposal comes in response to the level of hatred among large segments of the Muslim population toward Americans. Officials here at the White House say Trump's call is contrary to American values. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Among those inside Trump's own party quick to condemn his remarks, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
This is not conservatism. What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for. And more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
Trump is even catching some heat from fellow GOP presidential candidates like Senator Ted Cruz, who favors a more moderate plan to deal with a likely influx of Muslim refugees.
That is not my policy. I've introduced legislation in the Senate that would put in place a three-year moratorium on refugees coming from countries where ISIS or Al-Qaeda control a substantial amount of territory.
The House today is expected to easily pass legislation closing loopholes in the visa waiver program. More on that from Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
A program that allows travelers from 38 countries to enter the U.S. without a visa. Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul says it'll stop potential terrorists from exploiting that program.
This bill will also force high-risk individuals who have been to terrorist hotspots to go through a more rigorous screening process before coming to America.
The legislation will also force those visa waiver countries to tighten their own counterterrorism screening. The bill has strong bipartisan support.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting on Wall Street. The Dow down 91 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Christmas, the holiday season, and our men and women in the military are deployed around the world, sacrificing their comfort for our freedom.
I really miss my home and my family this time of year.
You can help by sending God's Word in audio, the Military Bible Stick.
God's Word gives me such great peace of mind, knowing how much He loves me and how much He is caring for my family back home.
It allows me to take a word break, to ease my mind, and to encourage myself. Awesome.
The Military Bible Stick is the perfect Christmas gift. God's Word in a small digital player for troops to use anytime, anywhere.
Thank you for providing the Bible in this format. It is just the support that I need over here.
Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop needing Christmas hope and encouragement. Call 800-800-2555 or MilitaryBibleStick.com.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says he welcomes the Justice Department's investigation into the Chicago Police Department. Emanuel says the Justice Department's investigation into the police department there is not just because of one incident, the one you've been hearing about so much in the news.
We need comprehensive solutions to address systematic challenges that exist in the Chicago Police Department.
And he says the problem has been ongoing.
Chicago as a city will be better for it. We accept it, and we need it.
Emanuel said the city would press ahead with initiatives of its own as well, shortly after the Attorney General announced the Department of Justice investigation. Fire officials in Georgia say at least a dozen people have been injured after a crash involving a bus, an ambulance, and another vehicle just east of Atlanta. Authorities say that the wreck took place this morning and that the bus eventually crashed into a building. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Senate Democrats are proposing a terror czar, one who would coordinate all federal efforts to combat ISIS. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The proposal announced by the Senate's minority leader is part of a multi-step effort to fight ISIS. The Senate's top Democrat says the nation fought Ebola with an Ebola czar and can do the same thing to fight ISIS. In addition to the czar, Democrats are pushing for new sanctions against ISIS to choke off the funding mechanism for the terrorist group. The bill, which will officially be unveiled on Tuesday, also includes a measure to reform the visa waiver program. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Matt Bevin has taken the oath to become the 62nd governor of Kentucky. It happened during a private ceremony just after midnight in the state capitol. Bevin succeeds Democrat Steve Beshear, who could not seek re-election because of term limits. Bevin is the state's ninth ever Republican governor in its 233 history, just the second since 1971. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical. It's Tuesday. It's 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I have Bad Bob here. Just, he's frothing at the mouth to give you the weather.
The official KCNR weather rock is damp this morning. Mostly cloudy and morning fog. High will be 62 today. And the screen just updated, so let me catch up to it here. Occasional showers overnight, and then tomorrow it really gets with it. 100% chance of rain. They've scaled back the tomorrow daytime rain a little bit, but we're looking for maybe about 2 inches of rain and winds of about 40 miles an hour out of this storm. So it's going to be definitely a travel issue if you want to go out and about tomorrow. Showers will continue through Thursday, taper off into the weekend. Next week, more rain on the way.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Chuck and Judy have been doing this business for a long time and, you know, are out there to help people. Again, a veteran-owned business. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you have not been down there, that sale is going on. It will continue to go on, and you can see drags things, pieces of exquisite jewelry out of that big safe he has there. Perhaps he carries it in a little bag of diamonds that you could possibly want. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, plus the only trained watch repairman. All at Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices. He's got that sign up. He crawls up there on a ladder. He puts the sign up, and he says, I'm ready. He's got people in there to help him. Go down and see Leonard, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibb. Sierra Gibb's right here on Hilltop. Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call. 222-2750, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. There.
Do you suppose Leonard has a concealed carry permit since you set him up now as a
target? You don't want to go in and mess with Leonard. It's just not Leonard's going to be. He's going to be armed in that place. There's two-way mirrors in there, so don't just remember that. You know, you go in there thinking you're by yourself, and there's a he's got the shot monkey in there with the shotgun behind the mirror. So watch out. Remember the trunk monkey? From the commercials, somebody do something, this monkey come out of the back and smack him in the head, drag him out, throw him over the bridge. I don't know why I found it so amusing. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who is the, you know what, this man is of such, you know, you should be the man who wears the coat of many colors. And we're going to probably hit most of them.
Literally on this.
Well, I'm going to probably hit most of them here. He used to be the CEO out at Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
And retired, but didn't really retire. He kind of retired. But then you went back to help him open up some other hospitals.
Yeah. Haven't done that for almost a year now. So I am, in my mind, I'm officially out of business.
But you're also the chairman of the board.
At Turtle Bay.
Yeah. And today we're going to be talking about the hotel because something huge happened last week.
Yeah, I mean, it created, people were worried. They were saying, oh, my goodness, what is this going to do? The hotel, does it change anything?
But, yeah, the Sheraton was bought. The whole chain was bought.
Yeah, Starwood merged with the Marriott group. And what that does is it makes it the largest affinity program, the largest hotel company anywhere. And that enhances our values in terms of the people who use the you know, affinity program is like a frequent flyer program. A lot of business people use them. We all use them. We all, you know, mount up our points. And this gets us on the map literally worldwide in terms of as a destination and as a place to stop by, or if you're having to be going between Seattle and...
It's still a Sheraton.
It's still a Sheraton.
And it's still going to have be built so the amenities can be there.
Yeah, everything within the Sheraton line stays pretty much the same. Anytime there's a corporate merger, by the way, and people need to understand that, everything needs to stay in place for the purposes of the SEC and all these other things. Everything is frozen in place. Contracts can't change, all this for a period of anywhere from 3 to 6 months while they finish their due diligence. So that gives us even more surety that nothing's going to change at all.
Well, okay, so I don't know what, and it's probably none of my business, what the deal is with you all in Sheraton. Yeah. I mean, that's between...
Well, it's everybody's business. I mean, it's for the whole community. We've been pretty transparent in this whole thing.
You have, but I mean, you get a percentage, Sheraton gets a percentage.
Actually, the way the contract works...
How does contract work?
Yeah, Sheraton is the brand. It's like, think of a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And we own a franchise, so we have a bit of a fee that we pay for that. Plus, we have a management company, Azul, who manages hotels for Sheraton and some Marriott products. So they're an excellent management company. So they get their percentage in terms of its, of their fee for this thing, and they're somewhat at risk with it as well. And then the profits of the organization inure 100% to Turtle Bay.
Okay. So after you pay your franchise fee and your management fee, then the rest goes to y'all.
The rest goes to Turtle Bay, but like anything else, you get a paycheck, but then you've got your mortgage, you got your other things that you have to pay for out of
that.
No,
I understand. So, you still have to pay off the hotel and all that.
Yeah, we have
it's like any business.
Yeah, we have three separate loans, one from the bank, one to ourselves. We used 100% of our reserves and our endowment to back this thing.
I understand McConnell would like to be paid back.
And McConnell will be paid back as well as
everybody else.
KBK and the bank.
The bank.
Yeah, the banks worked very nicely. Yeah. We were with North State, and when that changed to Tri-Counties, they were more than happy to to keep playing with us and make it work. So
great.
Pleased with them.
Well, then the question I have then is this: then is there can they change percentages once the new guys?
No, we got, and I don't recall what our rate is, but we got a good. We got a very good rate, and all expectations is that rates will be going up if there's a change in the Fed. So we're, our interest rates are good.
I meant your mothership. I mean, you pay X amount of dollars to the mothership for the franchise.
They're all contractual. It's all set.
Okay, for years.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they can't just come in and say, hey, by the way, we'd like another 5%.
No, but what they can do, and this is...
There must be something they can do.
Well, what they can do is, because it's a franchised type operation, they dictate certain things like, let's say in 6 to 8 years, most hotels change their motifs or change their color schemes. They can do that, require that, which we're more than happy to do. But that's part of the expenses. We'll set monies aside to cover those expenses as they come up. And that was one of the reasons when we go back to prevailing wage, everything, little thing like that would have cost us double. But now, we're set. We're in good shape for that.
Good.
And well-planned. The only interesting thing right now is we're right on the cusp of a motif change with them. So it's given people some a little bit of trouble in terms of... where we go and what it's going to look like in terms of some of the interior color schemes and the like. But that's, for those of us that just want to get this thing built, that's a minor thing. For a design person, it's probably the most, it's the biggest thing in their life, but not necessarily for us.
Okay.
They're going to be nice mattresses. I mean, if it's got a bed and a shower, that's all I need. But people like my wife like to have something a little
bit
better.
Tell me about it. How many times have I walked into a hotel room and Linda has done an about face and walked out? And she said, and this was early on in our relationship, after we've been married
just a couple of years.
Now I don't.
you don't even think about it.
I don't carry anything in there. Yeah. I do not carry a thing in there. Until she has said that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because there have been times, and I understand what she means. There's been times I've walked in and she said, would you stay here? And I looked around the room, and the room was a little tacky. I have to admit that.
Yeah.
And it was a little tacky. But it was something like, would I stay there? Yeah, I mean, I've stayed in a lot worse. But I understood what she meant.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the room was dirty and those kind of
things. Well, Barbara only has really one restriction. She likes to be on the top floor. And a lot of hotels that we might stay in are only two stories. So, you know, she likes that so no one, she doesn't hear the sounds of people above us. And I can appreciate that, except that...
Little children.
Yeah, but said Barbara doesn't carry the bags.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
most of these places don't have elevators, so it's... But it's a good workout.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Randall Hempling, the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the building of the hotel. How, you know, they've been bought by
the big companies have changed hands.
The big companies have changed hands.
It's above our pay grade. It's not really doesn't.
And nothing's going to change down here.
Nothing on the ground.
There we go. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingles Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nevad. Good morning. 8th of December, 20 minutes after 8, 29 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Rain kind of tapering off, but will pick up big time tomorrow. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show, and you just heard a little bit about it. Let's talk about down at View 202 this week. Jingle all the way through the weekend, this Friday, December the 11th. Going to have a jazz holiday cocktail party and appetizers. Linda's going to be singing down there with her jazz ensemble from 7 to 10 p.m. $10 of every ticket sold goes to Toys for Tots. And there will be Marines down there this Friday to collect toys. Bring toys with you. Unmarked, unopened, or opened, unwrapped toys. New. That you can hand to the Marines so they can make sure some kids get a nice Christmas. All of this is Friday, and it starts at, you can get there early and get there anywhere from 5:30, 6 o'clock on. And then a lot of appetizers and all this under one ticket. Tickets are $50, but $10 of that goes back to Toys for Tots. And then Sunday, December 13th, brunch, as our regular brunch, 11 to 1:30. Shasta High School Choir is going to hop in there and sing at noontime. Linda will be singing from 11 to 12 and then from 12:30 to 1:30. Bring a present to donate for Toys for Tots. Our buddies Billy and Patrick are going to be there, 297, on Friday evening, December 11th. We work together to get toys for Tots. All right. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay. How's Turtle Bay doing?
Well, we're actually doing pretty good. When I say pretty good, that's a... it's a relative term. We're, given the fact that, several years ago we stopped getting city funding of several hundred thousand dollars, we've managed it down. I mean, the staff is just excellent at controlling costs and managing it. We've gone from like 54 employees down to about 30. Of course, they haven't had any raises in years, and God love them. They're the best people in the world. But it's flourishing from the standpoint of we keep having good shows coming in there. The animation program that's in there right now is just great. We have it set up now. Unlike other museums, they'll bring in one static display a year or once or twice a year. We bring them in three and four times a year, so it's always changing. We had a little setback in the wooden bridge, the bridge that goes from the old visitor center and then over into Paul Bunyan camp.
Uh-huh.
We found rot there, and as soon as, of course, the board was aware of it, we had to shut it down. You know, it's one of those things, ignorance is bliss. They walked in one day and said, oh, we have some rot over here. And I said, you know, and one of us asked the question, said, well, is it dangerous? Yeah, it's a little bit dangerous. And I said, okay, we have to shut it down. Because you can imagine the lawsuits that come the first time somebody puts their foot through it.
And tumbles 30,
yes,
feet, tumbles,
yes,
30 feet to the ground.
Yeah, or just twist their ankle.
Yeah, it's always the six-year-old really cute kid.
Yeah, well... that's a $250,000 project.
Wow.
We were fortunate enough to get a grant a gift from somebody, a matching gift. And then we had to borrow from some of our restricted endowment. I mean, we created a line of credit. We had to do some crazy work to make it happen, but we decided we had to get it done. And the reason being that in the wintertime, you can't do the walk around. We were doing a walk around, which was really pretty good in terms of people having to go the back way to get over to Paul Bunyan Camp, which was made it a forest trail, and there was educational things along the trail. But when it's muddy, that's out. You can't do it. So we were fearful that we'd lose membership. And some people actually said, well, I'll renew my membership when the thing is done because my kids can't go over there. So we got that. We're getting it fixed. It's under construction as we speak.
Why does it cost so much money?
Because it's a big deal. It's not a little footbridge. It's a big, massive wooden bridge. And
I know, I've been on the bridge before. But yeah, 250. Are they replacing the whole thing?
Most of it, yeah. It's wood rot. When they built it, they built it with out of wood. The whole thing.
That's why it's called a wood bridge.
It's a wood bridge. Well, it's okay if the flooring part's bridge, but where some of the connectors were.
Oh, the connectors and everything.
Yeah,
huh?
It created a bit of a problem. But
are you going to rebuild it the same way?
You won't be able to tell the difference.
So, I mean, is it a how long has that bridge been there?
Since the beginning of the park, almost 20 years.
Yeah,
I remember when they first opened it. I was working
in the business and walking that bridge, and that was before the museum itself was there. You had a little visitor center, and then the bridge ended out there in the woods.
Would people care if the risers or the structure underneath was metal? I mean, I just wondered if it's painted.
No, it's you won't be able to tell the difference. It's just it's a repair, and that's been one of our problems since we've been cut short. And this is all museums do this.
Yeah,
we're not able to fund our depreciation. So as the thing begins to downgrade, you just hope that it doesn't kill somebody, and then literally, and then you get a grant or you do something, or you shut down or you go bankrupt. You do something else to take care of the problem. But in this case, that stepped up and bit us in the butt and created some problems for us. But other than that, it's been going well. The memberships are up from what they were. People are enjoying it. We're really excited about what we're able to do in the development. Now, the Gifford Pavilion, I think you've seen that over there, was built in honor of Mr. Gifford. Just beautifully done, and it's been well used. We've gotten a grant to fix up the Paul Bunyan Park. And it's a lot of money, but money doesn't go very far these days. So I'll give you a list of what's in there. What we're going to do is we're going to put a 0-5 play area. There is nothing like that over there. There's no place for little kids to safely play, things where things are soft and bouncy things. And so we're creating that. The amphitheater. You've been to the amphitheater where we have the animal show, right? Yeah. Well, one of the problems of the amphitheater is not shaded.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's great in the spring. It's great in the fall.
Gets hot out there.
Get a little hot out there. Yeah. So we're building a shade structure for that.
Okay.
So we get that covered. We're going to put in a splash zone. Now, I know we're in a drought, but this is a relatively minor thing. One of those little splash things for little kids and parents to watch their kids. And if you've been to places where they do the little squirting.
Yeah, the water comes up, squirty water.
Yeah, and it's all recycled, and the water recycles and all that. Not really expensive in terms of use of water, so people don't need to worry about that. It's not going to be so massive that it uses tons of water. But we're going to put that in so people can enjoy it in
the
summertime.
It's not going to be like the water park.
No, it's not. It won't even compete. It won't compete with the water park.
How about it's not even going to be as big as the slide down Placer?
No,
probably.
No, nowhere near that. It'll be a little bit bigger than the room here. And it's one of those places where in the summertime,
little kids run around in there.
Well, there'll be more than little kids. There'll be adults walking out cooling their feet off. I guarantee it.
That could be too.
Out there in flip flops.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
I couldn't help myself, Rocky.
Yeah. And the new thing that we're putting in a treetop adventure. It's going to be a treehouse, and you can take a rope ladder, you can climb up to it, and then we're applying for grants to improve that as we go, so that you can actually be Tarzan and go through the treetops there.
Are you talking about like zip line?
Not a zip line, but more an experience to get up where you can actually get up there and see the park a little bit better, have the adventure of being in a tree and these type of things. These are there's a company, and they've been on television, that does these treehouse shows. Mm-hmm. That's the company that we're involved with to do that, and hopefully they'll do it. They'll do such a great job as to maybe advertise it, put it on their show, so that we can again get a splash in the news. And all of this is going on in spite of the fact that we're building a hotel so that we can hopefully
no zip line, huh?
Not yet.
You're thinking about it, I hope.
A zip line is always in everybody's mind. It's like a
zip line is so much fun.
Yeah.
You can take it from the treehouse you just built.
Yeah.
Take it back across the river.
Can you imagine the environmental impact things? How many, disturbing the Chinook salmon as you cross the river? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine the
if you do it fast enough.
Yeah, if you do it fast.
A little jet-propelled.
Translucent. Clothes or something.
As long as there's no lights on you.
Yeah, as long as you don't disturb the fish. No, you can imagine anything that would cross the river would be maddening in terms of the rules and regulations.
I have to share this with you. Before the bridge was built, the people who were coming out of the woodwork against it, among the sillier arguments was, well, we put those cables up, the ducks will run into the cables and be hurt, as if ducks had not been successfully evading trees for a million years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ducks would run into the bridge and be hurt.
Well, I bet there have been.
And ducks run into trees, too.
It's natural selection. The dumb ducks die.
How many dumb
it was
ducks,
just an absurd argument.
How many dumb ducks do you really need?
That's right.
At least now it deepens the gene pool.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break. Randall Himpling's our guest. Got a lot of things to talk about when we come back here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business where you go into Espresso Joe's for that great coffee, that holiday coffee, and gifts of all kinds in there. Wines, coffee, bags of coffee beans, exotic coffee beans, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. It's just perfect. Get those cigars for your loved ones in there and any other type of tobacco accessory at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's when they get that great coffee. Again, a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Time to renew at Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that can actually be installed by Christmas. Many special order items can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. It all comes wrapped up in one package at Shasta Lake Floors. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 8 times voted best in the North State.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on sabbatical today. So I'm glad that you all are here with me. It is 8:33 in the morning, going for 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Another veteran-owned business that we see in a trend here. That's right. Man's Last Stronghold, the best place in Redding, maybe all of Northern California, to get a haircut. Yep, that's right. Right there. Cheers to barbershops. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Discounts for seniors and veterans there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Head on down about another 100 yards. To your right is Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy in there. Get that great breakfast. Get that super lunch in there. It's like a mini museum, a military museum in there with all the photos of all the men and women that have served. Many of the men and women have served up here from Northern California and Redding area. And Anderson and Shasta Lake, everywhere, on their pit photos on the walls there. You see a lot of veterans in there every day. Get a big hug when you walk in and get a great meal.
And arguably the best pancakes anywhere.
Well, I tell you what, they do SOS there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, it's fantastic. I only can do it like once a year. I do it on Marine Corps birthday.
Yep.
Because they're so good. Otherwise, I'd be in there every day.
They put peas in it?
Oh, no, I don't put peas in it. No, do you put
peas
in
it? Try your SOS with some peas in it.
Not sure about that. You know, that's change. That's change.
That's the way my mother made them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's change. I'm not sure about change when it comes to SOS. Yeah. Hey, I'm here with Randall Hempley, a friend in the peas and SOS.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just put some little peas in there one time. You'll wonder what you've been missing for all
this. Well, probably would not be unlike tuna casserole. And you often see peas in
tuna casserole. I put peas in tuna casserole.
Well,
I do that.
But try it.
We're getting off.
Gives a little sweetness in there.
You know what? No, it's not supposed to have sweetness.
Okay.
And then really.
It's supposed to be SOS.
SOS. There, and then you put it on a biscuit. And they got great biscuits, too. And, and then after you eat that, I just, you know, you kind of get into that. It was so good I could do this every day, but I'm never going to do it again.
And then nap.
And then take a nap and lay there the rest of the day.
You do that every day, you'll be seeing McConnell, too.
There you go. Yeah, Doug McConnell will be out there rotorootering my heart valves here. I'm here with Randall Hempley, who's the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay. We talked about the new things that are happening out there.
The construction.
The construction and all this.
Now, and it's on time, by the way.
It is.
And I just left you the purse. You have the PERT chart.
I have the PERT chart that says exactly when everything is going to happen. I've got to see where my trucking company can fall into this.
It's in the summer.
Not exactly. Yeah, somewhere
excavation.
In the
excavation is moving right along.
Yeah.
They ran into a little soft spot in the excavation that you might expect.
And soft spot?
Yeah,
literally. A giant hole in the ground?
They expected a
with Indian artifacts?
No. We had the advisor. We have the advisor from the tribe there to guarantee that everything's fine, although we knew it had already been reconstructed area.
Right.
But we took care of that, and they're pleased. And we have, like I said, we ran into a little bit of a soft spot, but they've got that fixed.
When you say a soft spot, you mean like
it's like a sandy soil that you would expect around a riverbed, but didn't expect it quite there.
So they have to fill it in with rock and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're getting it all done. They had to go several feet deep to get the thing just right, but it's moving right along. And we expect, if you look at the end of it, we expect to be finished March of 2017. That's the outside timeline, and that's all based on weather.
Finishing testing.
Yeah, everything done. March of 2017 is the opening. We had, when we originally started, you and I should be having coffee over there right now, as you're well aware. But we had a little bit of a delay. And
now this is the location that was used for the aggregate digs that built Shasta Dam, of course.
Yeah.
So who knows what you may dig up?
Well, you kind of know it's going to be a lot of rock and stuff. But
maybe some artifacts.
Yeah. Nah. But they've done a good job, and we're so happy with
punch list goes March, April.
Yeah, March, April to get it all done, and could be earlier.
Yeah.
Depends on weather, but this is one of those things where we love the rain. We want rain, so let's plan on March, April.
Yeah.
You know, this is with a full rainy season built in.
I've used these types of charts, timelines when I was doing work when we were building urban combat systems.
Yeah.
And that we started, everybody was on the left-hand side, had their part to it, and everything had to flow like this because everybody had their part. So I could look out in September of the next year and say, where are you at to one group there?
Yeah, and it shows thing is it shows the interlinkages if you have a gap in one place, you go, okay, everything has to stop, or here's our workaround.
And the big thing I talked to everybody was, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
No surprises, because we get to September and you're telling me everything's good and you're telling me now you're 3 weeks behind. Now that could kill us.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me now, Let me work at it. I'll throw some more money at it. I'll give you some more people, whatever it takes, get you back on track here.
Yeah.
Or we can slow something in another area. You know, but you need to do that. So, yeah. So I've got this piece of paper in my hand. It shows everything that's going to happen.
And they update that.
And you're using local guys, too.
Yeah, Gifford. Yeah,
Gifford's
all over it, and they're just wonderful. They did One Safe Place, a beautiful job on that, and brought it in under cost estimates, and we're hoping we can get some of that the same. Not expecting it, but we always have that hope. But they're going to do it, and they're going to do it right.
Well, I'm glad it went to a local guys,
and
they're hiring. Do you have any people that are non-local? I imagine there must be a few.
Yeah, I actually have the list, and I'll send it over to you, of all the subs on this thing. There's like 36 or 37 of them. Some of them can't be local. It's like some of the interior things.
Yeah, we don't have the little capabilities.
Those type of things. But almost all of them are local, and
that's
several
good.
Of them are union, as you're aware.
Yeah, well, parts of the union were all for doing it.
Yeah, the electrical guys were already in it,
yeah.
So it's working out just fine for everybody.
Is there any I keep seeing things, though, every so often by Patricia Barrett, the lady that lives someplace in San Francisco that has had been a...
I haven't seen any of her stuff, so tell me what she said.
She just said something to the effect that it doesn't make any difference because it's going back to court with the Labor Relations Board or the whatever that is.
Surprisingly, although they promised and committed that no matter what the vote was, and after that they were going to go back, and they did not.
Yeah,
and they have not, and we don't expect them to, because they don't have. There's nothing to argue about anymore. It's private property, done by private contractors. Private land, and the city is getting nothing but benefit out of this thing.
Okay, so the hotel's coming. You've got some grants coming in. Where do you see Turtle Bay in 5 years?
Okay,
you see it as a hub of everything else around here.
I see it as the anchor,
okay,
if you will, for the development of the river all the way down to, and think we got another anchor going with and Dignity with their project on the south end.
And by the way, for anybody, before everybody gets excited about this, hopefully we've talked about it enough. It's not going right on the river.
No, it's up in a commercial land.
It's up in a commercial area, and what they're doing is making it a great place for the kayakers to be able to launch and come back in.
So you picture the two endpoints. So you've got the hotel at Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay will be growing. We've got extra land now in this deal. We're going to be adding other enhancements. Don't know what they are. Don't even ask. We're in our planning processes now. Once we see what our cash flow is and how we can manage things going forward, we intend to enhance the park, add to the properties out front by the hotel as best we can. Now you have to envision what goes on in the rest of the area. And I'm going to go way off on a limb here. You got the rodeo grounds. Rodeo Ground's been sitting there, nice facility, it's adequate. I know the rodeo guys really want to improve that, but they don't know what to do as it relates to the city and their leases and these kinds of things. I would love to see them work out a deal with the city, similar to what Turtle Bay did, to where they garner that property, they take those monies that they have husbanded away for the last dozen years or so or more, and they really improve that property. Now you have the Civic sitting there. It's a nice big edifice, but it could use some improvement, maybe even replacement at some point in time, as it ages. Now you get all of that developed. Now you have a major complex right there with the public having 100% access to it, both sides of the river with the bridge and all these things. And then you start to develop going south over the next 25, 30 years, well beyond my lifetime. But that's... I know you asked for 5 years. Our five-year deal is to get solvent, get to where we can continue to enhance the property and make it a value to the community and just keep it solid.
Well, I think it is. There's one restaurant on the river between here and Red Bluff, and that's View 202.
Right.
Beautiful area up there, look right down on the river. But there's the whole place needs to be, and I understand that there's leases and battles going on all the time, from people. But I see Turtle Bay as being a linchpin there. I saw other things there, and I wish it had worked out that the military museum could have been there and
still could.
Other things. Well, they bought land up someplace around Walmart.
There used to be three museums here in town. All of them had land. All of them had property, and they failed.
And they all, and I say they failed. They couldn't grow. They couldn't be what they wanted to be. So they merged into Turtle Bay.
I think that we can merge, you know, put something else in there too.
Absolutely.
It needs to be there.
Yeah.
I see across the street there that hotel that nobody's been able to make, and it's just a wreck right now.
Yep.
It needs to be probably raised and put something in there.
Oh, that would be a nice, that'd be a nice little restaurant row and some nice boutique shops.
Something
and
there on the other side of 44.
Yeah.
And, you know, things in there because you've got then down Park Marina Drive.
Right.
So there's stuff there I think you can do. The I think the but along the river, some, you know, making it so that we've got electric boats going up and down, so there's no pollution. People can ride and have a dinner,
right,
have a lunch there. And, you know, meandering walk down the river trail,
yeah,
with
short
with,
rafting route.
Yeah, short rafting with and but also some little vendor kiosk along
for
people. You know, just to make it nice and not to, you know, not to infringe on everything.
Yeah, I think the food carts, like up in Portland, they're fabulous.
You just walk down there and there's like a little spot for them, and that, you know, one, they take everything with them.
Farmers market.
And what it does too is that the more people you get down there, the more stuff you get down there, the less problems you have with people that are, you know, hanging out down there.
I'm the eternal optimist. I know there are issues among people and owners and all this.
Yeah.
But I don't see where anybody along the river now, between the Cypress Street Bridge and Cypress Street and 44 Bridge, I don't see where anybody along there is making any money.
No.
Is anybody making any money along there? Doing anything?
No.
I mean, is it a beautiful area? No. Could it be? Absolutely. So they'll get their minds around it, and you know, maybe call it civic involved. Maybe they'll say, you know, we really ought to do right by everybody in this community. And by the way, they'll make a little money doing it. I see that coming. You know, I can't tell you who's going to do it or when.
Yeah.
But I think the right-minded people will
eventually
make the right decision. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Randall Hempling. We're doing a catch up on what Turtle Bay is doing, where it looks like for the next 5 years, where the how the Sheraton construction's going, which looks very good. Different things that are happening.
Yeah, it's going. It's moving right along.
All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 8th of December. 49 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Tomorrow, a rainy.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bach and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
That's where we are. We can check in, but you can't check out. Right here, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It is 10 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 8th of December, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 49 degrees, and Bob, give us the weather for the rest of the week here, if you can.
Well, not a lot of rain today, but tomorrow, late tonight and tomorrow, that picture definitely changes, especially if you plan on traveling up into the mountains. Snow level is going to drop to around 4,500 feet. And looks like we'll be picking up some snow. Temperatures increase to about 50 degrees in Reading, and rain for the next couple of days. And that's the forecast, and it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, Jay Leno is coming to Reading at the Civic on March the 26th. We're going to give away two tickets this Thursday to that show. But you have to enter by calling us here at 605-4567. And we'll take three callers and we'll put your name into the list. Or you can fax us as many times as you want at 605-4561. Or make Molly's day. Email Molly at molly@kcnr1460.com. Call us, email us, fax us. And we're going to do a drawing this week for you to get two tickets to Jay Leno. You know, I think, frankly, he's funnier. He's just the funniest after Carson than any of them were. Anyway, okay, we're here with Randall Hempling.
I've got my phone up here. I'm calling you.
Oh, you're calling?
I want to get my name.
You can just put your name down here if you want to.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, just put down Randall's. I love it. I love this. Okay.
We're playing by the rules.
I saw what you were doing there. Yeah. Well, you know, we were doing KIXE one night, and you know, and they were, you know, for the fundraising, and they had a chair there, and I looked at it, and I said, I really like that chair, and they said, well, you can't bid on it because you're on stage. I said, well, what do we have to do? He says, you have to leave the studio. So I took off my headphones, walked out, you know, out of the studio, called, put my bid in, came back in, and got back on the air. We didn't get it anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like a big. It looked like a big lipstick mouth.
Yeah.
Chair.
Yes. But isn't it nice that Jay Leno's coming here?
I think it's great.
Well, I mean,
you know what? The guy's funny, and he's not. You know, he's not a vicious type of.
Well, and he's not vulgar.
Yeah, he's not vulgar.
He doesn't have to be vulgar to do it. My point is, isn't it a wonderful job that has been done with the Civic by the people who are contracted to run it, compared to what it was when the city was thinking about closing it? I mean, what a marvelous move they made to, you know, the city now makes money off of that. We get enhanced entertainment and a great venue improved. I mean, the new chairs and sound systems, everything else they've done. I think they've done a great job.
Well, they have. And here's the thing, too, is that they want to book bigger ones.
Yeah.
And we've been talking to Nathan Parmalee, who is one that does that kind of stuff over there, and also Corey McCandless, who is the general manager over there. They want bigger and better.
Yep.
So they're looking for that big. They're looking for the big act that they can put outside and put 10,000 people in the on the grass out there and have the big act. Now,
then we'll need a bigger hotel.
Need a bigger hotel. But I was thinking, how great would that be? And you know, some of these acts, you know, you can catch them on. They've done a show, and they're on their way to another show.
Oh,
and you can catch them as they're coming through. They'll set up for the night and take their money, and it is a significant. What he explained to me was is the recording artist. Are not making the money off the records like they used to.
Yeah, everybody downloads it.
Everybody downloads it, or steals it. And so they're not making any of the money like they used to. So they make their money off the touring. So their prices have been bumped up because of that. So then you got to catch them and figure out how many people can we get in here? How many people can we, you know, charge, or how much can we charge to make this viable that we get a good act and yet have some money left over for the next guy? That kind of thing. But, yeah, I think they're doing a good job there. You know, one time when I asked Lee Salters from McConnell, when they were trying to figure out what to do, I said, is McConnell Foundation interested in this? He said, of course we are. I said, what would you do? He said, well, first of all, we'd probably just knock it down and build something else there because it was not in good shape. Well, then, you know, Bethel then came in with their group and took it over, saved the city $1 million right off the top from the cost of, you know, of running it and then paying in the taxes and everything, and plus bringing in all the people.
Yeah.
That can't hurt you all at the Sheraton when Bethel's running all these schools.
No, I mean, all of these are interlinked. That's what I was talking about it being a cornerstone or an anchor, that we can really enhance that whole area down there.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. There's room there for another hotel.
Well, it is built so that it can be expanded.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start right out, you know, making it bigger than you think you need. It's going to be the smallest Sheraton in the world. They really went overboard to that's how much they wanted to be here. They were willing to go ahead and forbear the fact that their smallest before that was like 152 beds was their minimum standard.
I would just like to see the place across the way there, that other hotel.
Yeah.
And then that big round building. I don't even know if there's anything in it anymore. Maybe just closed down. You know that round hotel?
Nobody's making any money over there.
No.
I mean, just figure out, and the way to do it is just, you know, link and get your mind around how it best suits. And there were some very nice plans drawn up a few years ago that looked good along that whole river, and now's the time to start maybe pull them out, take a look, start incrementally making moves.
You would think they would be doing that by now. I understand that some people were trying to raise some money to do that, but were having problems with that.
Well,
okay.
You've got to have a very good pro forma if you're going to go to a bank or anybody to build anything anymore. The days of easy money are gone, and we had to jump through so many hoops to build this hotel just to prove up our pro forma.
I got five more minutes. I got to bring this in.
All right.
Randall Hempling, now that he's retired, is spending a little more time with his hobby of gambling.
No, I don't gamble.
I'm sorry. Playing poker.
I play poker. Yeah, I enjoy it.
That's right. It's not gambling for you. It's a precision game.
And I teach it. I people that want to learn a little bit about the game. And the beauty of it is, and I'd mentioned to you earlier, my younger brother has dementia now.
Mm-hmm.
And he never really did a lot in his life in terms of civic activities and these types of things. He did what he wanted to do, and I do what I want to do. But they have pretty well proven that puzzle solving and these type of things are Alzheimer's prevention things mm-hmm. that you can do, as well as physical exercise,
right.
You and I both, try to do as much as we can. The puzzle solving that goes along with playing poker is just immense, and the stress is just the right amount of stress. You have to have stresses in your life, and there are opportunities and there are tournaments to play in, and I love to play in the tournaments. They had the tournaments at Wind River a couple weeks ago, World Poker Tour Deep Stacks tournament. We're getting on the map around here for poker. Poker's become a kind of touring event thing, and I was fortunate enough to I cashed in both of the main events, and that was good. Paid for my experience.
Well, you were you made a good wage for the month.
Yeah.
If you think about it, we're not going to talk about how much, but but if you know what you're doing, and that's the whole thing is, and you can train people like that because you give classes on.
Well,
on playing
you can, and our Rotary clubs compete with each other and the like, and it's a lot of fun, and it's not that expensive unless you're a nut. You're a nutcase, and you could lose your. You could lose all your money doing that game like Kenny, but it's better than a slot machine. Slot machine, it's not very personal. At least you can laugh at it and joke with it.
People want to know where you're teaching at.
If you get a little group together and they want to learn a bit about it, just call me or, whatever, and I'll give you an hour or 2 hour lesson in poker, just the dynamics of it so you get some appreciation of it.
Maybe we ought to have a show about that, the dynamics of poker.
Yeah.
You know, people, like, everybody says, oh, I've got my systems, I can do this, you know, it works like this, but systems.
Yeah, poker has been ruled by the courts as being a game of skill. It's like chess without quite as, in chess, you have all the information in front of you because you know what everything is and you can see all the pieces, but in poker, you don't get to see all the pieces. It's about like playing chess with a quarter of the board blacked out, so you have to... You have to divine. You have to think. You have to, you know, it's
so does,
trick and do all kinds of things to make it.
Yeah, I've only got like a minute left. Yeah. Is Texas Hold'em? Is that put a? I mean, everybody plays Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Is that an easier game to play, say, than I don't know, 5-card draw?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, first, it's easier to deal because there aren't as many cards. Yeah, it's a very easy game to get the concepts up, and it's a lifetime experience in learning it because, believe it or not, the dynamics of the game change. It's a constantly changing dynamic, and people don't believe that until they see, you know, the math that's involved and all that.
The math and everything.
Yeah, a lot of math.
We need to have you come back on one day, and let's talk about that.
Okay.
Hey, Randall Hempling's been here talking about the Sheridan. It looks like everything's full steam ahead. I've got the plans for it. May of 2017.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be finished.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the chief of police here, Rob Pletty, reigning chief of police, will be here talking about, I'm sure, the blueprint for safety. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite a firestorm of criticism both here at home and abroad, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is not backing down on this controversial proposal.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on.
Trump tells a rally in South Carolina that his idea is appropriate because the U.S. is at war with terrorism, and he doesn't care what the critics say. Top House Republican, meanwhile, adding his voice to the growing chorus of those panning Trump's proposal.
Without mentioning Trump by name, House Speaker Paul Ryan telling reporters,
what was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for, and more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
The speaker repeating there cannot be a religious test for those entering this country.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental constitution.